When the sun sinks.
Well, it's
in
twilight.
The
twilight sunset.
Okay, found it for when I was there. If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is.
Clouds are disappearing.
You want me to go through that again?
It's clearing up.
Fine.
We had a beautiful rainbow yesterday afternoon.
Did you really?
Yeah, right up there.
This really is a beautiful view across the lawn.
Yes.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Well, we call it a mantelpiece.
Okay. What do you call the things in the fireplace that the logs rest on?
They're not fire dogs, are they?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's exactly
yeah.
what they are. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that are cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Well, we call that kindling
that
or fat wood, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Light wood. We generally use light wood if you can get that, of course.
That's sort of hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a place with a rod and hangers that people hang clothes up in?
Well, a rod and closet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Clothes closet.
And what do you call a big piece of furniture that that clothes can be hung in?
Wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
Eaves.
Mm,
no.
On the sides, I'm sorry.
Overlapping on...
You know, on the sides of a frame house, maybe.
Oh, weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
We call it the front porch. Some people say veranda.
Okay.
Front
porch. Well, now, would a veranda and a porch be the same thing?
Well, I really wouldn't know, you know, what's the difference. I imagine it seemed like a veranda would be a little larger to me.
Yeah,
I just,
have
that's
that
just my thought.
Too.
Yeah, that's just my thought.
What do you call a small porch that doesn't have a roof?
Well, sun porch.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
The cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Well, a hedge. We call it a hedge. Mm-hmm. You have had a little experience on that.
There's no rocks down here.
No, it would be a hedge. That wouldn't be a hedge fence. No, what would it be?
It could be. I don't know. I'd probably call it a rock wall.
My sister's got one around her yard. She lives in El Paso.
Uh huh.
Yeah, she's got one around her backyard.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in? It has a handle on the top and you just walk along.
A bucket.
Okay. And what would you call it if it were made out of metal? Would you still call it a bucket?
Well, we do still call it a bucket. Some people would call it a pail, but ordinarily I would call them all a bucket.
All right. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, we call it the frying pan. Some people call them skillets, I think. But I call it the frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Spigot.
And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, some people call it a hydrant. I still call it the water faucet hydrant. I guess.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Oh, paper bag.